Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Uh-oh. Don't get too drunk to fuck tonight. You know, that's how we're starting this after. Don't get too... I just told Poodle to not get too drunk to fuck tonight because, y'all, he hasn't gotten banged this entire tour.
It's true.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gaze. Let's love.
Have you recently taken a Karma Sutra class? And your lover has been injured by your, some would say, ample chicken bosom. Or ample chicken body going on to him and distending his navel, causing him diarrhea, stomach pains, and a general bitchy personality. Well, here at the law offices of Poodle Esquire, Poodle and Poodle Esquire, you can sue that Karmal Sutra master. You can... We will get you what you deserve, so you can get back into doing the regular cowgirl as quickly as possible. You were wronged, and you will be whole again. Oh, what's happening?
Uh-oh, it's playing music now. Yo! This is Hay.
We're in Tamps!
We're in Hay. This is Season 7, Episode 8, Under Pressure, our Part 1. We're in Tamps. It's not just me and Poodle. Our producer, Christina's behind the camera today, actually making this look good.
Hi, Christina!
She's not going to talk because she's worried about it. Y'all, we're just feeding her wine. She's just drinking wine.
We've been eating.
You're having a vodka.
We've been eating cupcakes and drinking because, y'all, we just finished our tour. It's the last Double It show was last night in Tamps.
I'm having a beer from Daughters Brewing. It's in St. Pete's. That's what they call it here. They call it St. Pete.
Thanks.
They don't say the Pete. Natalie calls it St. Petersburg, but
She's Ukrainian and she likes that.
We're staying at a hotel that used to be a courthouse, and y'all.
I would stop telling people where we stay.
We're gone.
Oh, that's
true.
We're
not going to stay here again because Christina said it's haunted. We can't stay here again.
I love a haunted hotel.
It's haunted, y'all. I feel the ghost all around me.
One of them is like a racist judge. He's like, hang them all.
I think one last night doesn't like homosexuals, but last night was playing with my butthole. I was like, what is that? Is that the air? And then I heard, woo.
Judgment for the plaintiff.
Yes.
Fuck that defendant.
Oh, we're here in Tampa because we thought it'd be easier just to do the show instead of flying a whole day and trying to do the show. Because Sundays are our busy days, as you know.
Do you want to say what you need to say to Tampa?
I don't know. I'm not apologizing for anything. I did.
You've said on occasion, last night when we went to the gay bar, you said, I love Tampa.
I didn't say I love Tampa. I said I like Tampa.
Yeah, no,
you're always correcting and overstating me.
You know what? You did say I love Columbus, but you really did.
I don't remember saying that.
But you're right. You didn't say like.
I say but you said Tampa.
I really, really like
Tampa. I don't remember that part. All I know is we went to a gay club last night.
Called Braden's?
Bradley. Bradley's on 7th. And
Who'd you go with?
And Ashton and Amber and Daniel and Amber's sister and their gay roommate, Ashton, who lost his phone. I lost my phone!
Y'all,
if a gay loses their phone, it is a disaster.
He didn't care about his wallet. He doesn't care about his ID, his credit cards, but he lost. Bitch,
at one point, he just took me by the hand and we went somewhere into a drag. He knew everyone there.
He knew everyone there, y'all. They had go-go
dancers. It was fun, though. We had a good time.
We had a really good time.
And you talked to Amber the whole time, and then Ashton showed me the gay club.
Yeah.
And Amber just told you everything.
Amber, well, she didn't tell me a lot, but Amber, y'all. Amber is exact, and Daniel are both exactly who they are on camera.
They're really nice.
She got drunk. She was a woohoo girl, and I was like, "How are you doing with like when people come at you?" Because I feel sorry for women, because like y'all get trolled. Like Kim from Cray Cray gets trolled way more than we do, and she was like, "I don't give a fuck what people say about me."
That is exactly what she said,
and I was
in
like,
that
"Good
way."
For you, I love them. We had a
complete with finger
time.
Wave.
I have to say, I'm a little tired because we've been going, but I feel like I just birthed a baby more. Like, that's done. Like you said, you were in a tour hangover.
Yeah. Your hair's kind of like Kimberly today.
It is. It's very curly. Whoa.
But no, it's the way it's like on top and then blousey around
I've
the sides.
Oh, I've never worn my hair. I only usually wear this up during the day, and I take it. Oh, well, fuck it. We're in it now.
Yikes. Here we go.
Anyway, I'm really proud of what we accomplished.
Me too. I'm very proud of us.
With Caitlin and our producer, Christina, who's here. We definitely have our little team going. And Poodle had some funfetti cake last night for his birthday.
I didn't eat any of it.
You did? It was good.
No.
It was good.
I don't eat it as per standards. Although,
you would.
I would have because it was birthday cake. And it's perfectly acceptable to have funfetti cake for birthdays. Just not for weddings.
I bought gourmet cupcakes from another place called Wright's. Nobody touched those, but those bitches
were delicious.
They freaked out about Publix cupcakes. They were good.
Because we're in Florida and Publix.
God,
is
I love
from
the
here.
Publix grocery store. It's so much
Publix subs. Pub sub.
It's so much better than what we have that shit in LA.
Yeah. We got crap grocery stores there.
It's either that or Whole Foods, which takes everything.
Should we start? Do we have? Do we
You're
have,
getting drunk on that vodka, sissy.
Do
got
we
you
have?
For your birthday?
Do we have announcements? I don't even think we do. We can't say go to our shows.
We do.
Love is Blind.
Y'all, we have a couple. First of all, come see me on October 22nd in Ardmore, Oklahoma, at Southern Oklahoma Pride.
I'm sure
y'all, you're
all gonna go.
You know what? We've got a group of at least 5 or 6 sissies that are gonna do a little meetup in Ardmore.
Well, that's sweet.
So, y'all, I'm gonna be there starting around. I'd say get there around 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, and then
fat chance.
I won't be there that night because my sister-in-law wants me to go to a spook house with her, and I'm not looking forward to it. But she said I gotta go, so I'm gonna have
I
to go.
I had never heard the term spook house until I met you.
She loves scary shit, and I'm not looking forward to it. But I've gotta go anyway, y'all. So come see me then. But then, yes, Love is Blind,
Lib, season 3 coming out October 19th. Our shows will be, remember, they'll be released October 20th at 12:01 a.m. because we are trying to create event television. Boom, boom, boom. You'll hear the end of that when we finish this Love is Blind. You'll never have to hear it again.
Not true. Not true. Maybe there's other people that want to partner.
I can't do anything with this mic cord and it bothers me.
Well, put it over here.
Don't touch it.
Here, just let it dangle there.
Okay. That's better.
Throw it,
it just feels
shoulder.
Really heavy.
Like this.
Oh, I like that. Makes me feel like I'm a hardworking man.
Doesn't Harry Styles do that? There's somebody else I know.
Ooh, we have a lot in common, Harry Styles and
nothing
I.
Nothing in common. Well, you both have probably sucked a dick.
We're both kind of equally attractive to women and men.
That's not true. That's not true at all. That's not true at all.
Christina's shaking her head. Fuck you.
Yes. Anyway, I think that's it. It feels weird not to have 20 announcements.
I know.
I
think we've talked long enough. I'm sorry if my shorts are a little short, everybody.
Yeah, we can kind of see your twigs and your berries.
I'm happy to say
I might make you go on that dance belt for part two.
That none of the in New York, my dress was a little short, but the Tamps people never saw any of my junk.
They did not.
So
Poodle's playpen went really well.
We did Poodle's playpen for the first time.
I loved it. It went great for me.
It was not what I expected. Whoa. I did not expect this.
Y'all, he brought out this little pool and had two men stand in it.
And I was attempting to make them. It was this waiting
pool. You
wanted
them to fight over
you? And I wanted them to fight to the death with pool noodles, or at least beat the other one into submission for my amusement.
You did want that.
Very courtly entertainment style. And hopefully one would get very excited and get into it and then might kiss the other one. That
didn't happen.
They started hitting me with the noodles.
And I enjoyed it.
And then I just ended it right away.
And you got very angry and dissatisfied, kind of like a testing monarch.
Yes, like that. And I even played the Star Trek fight music.
You did.
And nothing happened. Because I imagine that their clothes would kind of fall off.
Yeah.
But they just hit me with the noodles instead.
You know what?
It wasn't fun.
We'll try next year on your birthday and see how it goes. You know, I think you need a bigger pool. It was a little tight.
The whole thing is homophobic.
Wow. All right. We should move on. Again, thank you to the Attic in Tampa. We had such a great time there.
Y'all,
they were really
if
great.
If you want to go to a little, like a cute bar.
Great.
It's very historic.
Yeah.
The
it's
Attic,
haunted.
The Rock Brothers. The Attic is the performance space. But I think it's Rock Brothers is the bar.
It's Rock Brothers Brewing. They thank make you. Their own beer, and it's very good. They do a collaboration with a lot of bands.
Are they paying us for a commercial?
No, but they had good beer.
All right. I did enjoy it thoroughly.
You did. Okay. Are we ready for this?
Thank you, y'all, for everyone who came out to the Double It Tour.
It was great.
It was a lot of fun. I'm just tired.
It was just a dream come true. It would have been a dream if they made out at Poodle's Playpen.
Yeah.
Then your dream would have come true.
It was great. I don't know if it's a dream come true. I just want to be accurate. I don't like to be hyperbolic unless I really mean it.
Oh, God. Anyway. All right.
Y'all, I'm always going to be real with you. I'm a bitch that keeps it real. So
I agree with that.
Anyway, should we just talk about this shit?
Let's do it.
Should we go on? Let's start with
I'm going to meet your mother. I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
A really terrible version of Meet the Parents.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm faking.
If you're watching Intimate Portrait, you're seeing me. Y'all, if you're on the Intimate Portrait, you're laying right here on this bed over here.
Ooh.
Just blindfolded.
Reclining supine.
Yes, blindfolded and taped up. You're
with
right here
gag.
With us. Yes. Stop. Talking. We're doing a podcast.
You can smell my vodka from where you are.
You are. Did you shut my door, by the way, when you came in, or is it still cracked open?
I don't know.
Hopefully. Okay, we're shut. But anyway, so thank you all for joining us on the Intimate Portrait.
Why do I feel like this is already off the rails?
It is, because it is.
I think it's weird because we're in a different space, and I'm getting used to it.
Think about it this way. Think about...
No.
You have... You know, as part of like the you have a lot of strength in this area. You don't think you do, but think about how often you've had sex in different spaces.
Hmm.
And every time you do a good job and you perform the way you need to perform.
That's fair. Thank you for that.
Yeah. So use that strength
Hotels
for this.
Hotels are good places for me usually.
Yeah, these are old familiars
I
for you.
I do perform well.
Yes.
All right. Hit it. Yo,
this beer's strong.
He's really worried about getting the blessing, and he wants to go in there with good energy.
Yes.
And y'all, they're getting a cow so we can make our life better.
Make our life better.
And she's like,
bought me a cow, the cow pleased me. Then my cow to my to my Nigerian boyfriend's mom. The mom said, "You're bribing me."
And she went, "I guess this is goodbye, old pal. You've been a perfect friend. I'll see you in the pie, old pal. And maybe buy you back. I'll see you once again."
I hope that when I do,
it won't be on a plate.
A potential. I hope you're not a potential plate.
This is stupid.
I think I'm all buzzed from this St. Pete's beer.
I'm a little buzzed, and I'm a little worried about this
show. What sissy gave you? What kind of
more.
That vodka?
A sissy gave me actual cane vodka, and that's I good. Think it's refined because
not that cheap shit.
I've already
you drink.
Drank a little bit of it, and I can feel the same buzz.
We better get going.
Yeah, okay. I think we need to
all
get going.
All right. So okay. So
she likes the cow. She's gonna buy a cow. She's like
she's trying to
I
pet
think of every
all
animal
the other
to
cow.
Pet.
She's like, "Hey, little cow. Hey, little cow. Come here, cow.
Snap.
Come here. Like, oh, the cow teeth. Oh."
Okay. That cow did not even try to bite her.
No. She and I like that Usman says, "Cow is cow and goat is goat."
And she basically
and that's
says,
"Dick is dick."
I dick is no, not true. Dick is dick. That's like saying pizza is pizza. Pizza.
Can't talk about pizza.
Yeah. Y'all, I had a really good pizza place here. Jesus. Sam and Eddie. They're not
paying
us.
Are they paying
us,
for
so,
us?
No.
Yeah.
New York Water.
Y'all, this.
I'm going to shut the fuck up.
This sums
about
up. You're using my luggage as a table for your vodka. I'm doing this drinking cheap beer. Our producer is working on an ironing board drinking wine. I wouldn't want it this any other way. This is the drink
this
for me.
This is reality gay
in
standards.
In fucking Tampa. I might do porn tonight.
No, you won't. So anyway, the cowman is trying to, they're trying to haggle with her.
I wrote cowman too.
Cowman.
I didn't get his name.
So they are.
I didn't get his name.
I didn't get his name.
So I just wrote cowman.
So the cowman's like, "It's the first white woman I've ever seen." And I was like, "This is the first?"
This is the so I guess he took baby BGL to a different farm.
I think so.
It's because she bought a goat, right?
Yes,
and so,
I believe so.
Because I like...
He's so loud. He's like me.
It's funny how he said, "What does this purpose of this cow serve? Why would you want to just sell?"
I don't know.
But they tried to sell the cow for $500 and...
She's like, no.
She's like, cool.
Ew. Ew.
That's my whole paycheck.
Ew.
Yeah, so she does go, ew.
They haggled and they get it for $185.
I think that's great.
And she's like, "Aside from fighting a desert storm."
Yeah.
This is the most stressful I've ever been.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I don't either.
She said it and
I was like,
"Thank
okay.
you for your service." Okay. I don't know how to respond to that.
I wonder what that was like over here. And she's like, "So this is the green zone, right?"
Yeah. we can't get into this.
I mean, everybody over here.
Oh, God.
Everybody's a potential. So she's shaking still.
She's shaking. Yeah, she's trying on
and
clothes.
And she says, "I'm just going to be me. I'm just going to be me."
And Usman goes, "When have you not?
And
when have you not been Kimberly?"
They are...
she looks, I have to say, he puts this little, the head veil. That
she looks, it's a good look
it's
for
a
her.
Good look for her.
It covers up that rat's nest.
Yeah, she looks really good.
I know.
And it's a good color. It brings out her eyes.
Yeah.
She looks pretty.
She does. She looks like a lovely aunt.
She does. Yes, yes.
She doesn't look like a girlfriend. She looks like your aunt. Not your mom, your mom's sister.
And she says, "I'm just hoping I make a good impression, and that they see I'm a good person, and they say, what a good person, she brought me a cow."
So that is her lead up, because she's a good person, and I'm going to make sure they're going to do well for them. I'm going to make an offer they can't refuse.
They walk in, and Poodle, how would you describe Usman's mother's reaction?
Bitch,
right,
please.
When they walk in.
Bitch, please.
She immediately looks up and goes, "Oh, Jesus."
It's the same in Hausa that it is in English. that look.
She literally looks up and just, you see her mumbling a prayer.
Yes, it's not good. And the brothers, the older brother and the sister are there, the decision-making
the
people,
younger
as they
brother
say.
Is cute.
Oh, Fuqua?
I didn't get his name.
Fuquan? Fuqua. Fuquan.
Thank you. I like having here someone here to correct us.
We really need that.
We really do.
So he basically says, so mommy and other siblings, we really love each other. And the sisters like, you were married to another white woman who was also older.
Yes.
He's like,
didn't go good.
Yeah. So he's like, why are you marrying her? She's not from your culture. She's not from your country.
No.
She can't speak our language. There's a long laundry list
Very
of things. She often throws milkshakes.
She does.
And she is 18 years older. And that's when mom goes.
She could. And the younger, I think that's when the younger sister says, she could be your mother.
That's a brutal comment.
Y'all, this whole thing was brutal.
It was. Like, she kind of sat there, and then finally the brother says, this time around,
I don't know why he likes her.
I don't think we can support this.
She's just
and he's
too
like,
old.
She's a good person. And guess what, y'all? In the the nick of time, they knock on the door and say, the bull is here.
And I'm thinking,
it feels like on Saturday night when someone knocks on my door and says, hey, I'm Bull, I'm here.
Wow. Okay. So
that was clumsy.
That was true, though. So you want, you know, truth in comedy. So I was thinking, is the bull going to save the day?
And then the younger brother goes,
"How do you say bribe in English?" And Kimberly goes, "Bub, bub, bub."
And then I went, "Uh-oh." And then she's like, may I say something? No, it's not this. It's may I say something means I'm going to say something. May I say something? And you can see this mom go, oh, no.
Oh, no. And her sister, the sister goes, God, take this woman away from
deliver us from this woman. That's me every time with Kimbali. And the siblings say, why does he continually present us with these women? Who are like this, who are old. So, y'all, it's not looking good young couple.
I don't do...
Just two crazy kids trying to make it work.
Like two sparrows in Nigeria. Buying a cow with their curd. What?
What?
With a potential.
Stop, I'm begging you.
So I'm gonna go. I can't. Do you? So we don't know. There's gonna be more to happen. But if Mama says no, do you think
Mama says? Sorry, I'm listening.
Do you think Usman will marry her or not?
I don't think he's ever going to marry her. I think he's wanting to do the show.
I still think he wants to marry her and come to America and be unhappily ever after, for sure.
I think he wants to be on the show for as long as he can without marrying her.
I still think he wants to come to the U.S.
He might, but he can come to the U.S., but he will not marry her. I just don't believe it.
I don't know.
I think he might visit her in the U.S. because now that we've broken precedent, anyone can be unhappily ever after.
Yeah, really. I mean,
now that Liz and fucking Big Ed can be unhappily ever after.
Because really, they should be on. If you look, really, Kimberly and Usman should be on Before the 90 Days.
Yes. Yes.
Doesn't
but
make sense.
They are ratings gold, unfortunately, and so is Pred and Liz.
And probably with COVID, they probably couldn't get people to. They probably couldn't do casting stuff, I bet, maybe.
Not the same. By the way, we're not covering Pred, but these scenes with him and Liz are toxic. Y'all, if you have abusive relationships or are in one now or have a past of being in one, just fast forward to these scenes. They're bad.
They're
really
bad. It feels
really
toxic,
bad.
But also feels fake and contrived. I just,
it's bad. It's really bad.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a little commercial, and when we're back, we're going to talk about buying a vacuum with a chicken.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Because you didn't feel good, you had stomach issues.
There's been so many issues. I think I might have had a parasite.
Oh, God. I hope you didn't have what Submit had after I reenacted the Karma Sutra during one of our live shows.
Maybe that's what happened to me. You distended my navel by sitting on me.
I kind of hurt my knee.
How sad.
It is. Thank you.
I like it how you took that as
Thank you.
Honest.
I know. I appreciate your concern. You're so sweet.
How sad.
Y'all, Jake was too drunk to really care last night, and I put them in my bag so he won't lose them. But I just wanted to say on the air, I meant to do it in the live show. Y'all, my mother knitted Jake some rainbow socks for his birthday.
I feel like they're going to be too hot.
And that's what, I don't care. You're going to wear, you're going to say thank you and wear the socks my mother knitted for you.
I will write her a
thank
you.
It took her 2 weeks to do that for you.
That is sweet. I will write her a
thank you. I think it took like 3 days. She makes socks real quick.
Okay.
They're really pretty. Actually, ironically, and our sissy knitters will come for you about this. Usually handmade knitted socks actually breathe much better than machine.
I don't know.
I love the socks my mother knits me. Christina, you want some socks?
Surprise.
My mama will knit you some. Just tell me your favorite color.
Shocking that anything your mother makes for you, you love.
She's at a knitting conference or a knitting...
conference?
It's like a fair in upstate New
York. What
would
that be?
It's just a bunch of like... she's just walking around with the ladies that they knitted matching sweaters together. And
that
just
sounds like a nightmare.
They're up a kind of in... They're in Woodstock, New York, and they're just going in and looking at all these different fabrics and knit stuff.
I bet it's just as wild as the festival.
Oh, they're drinking. They're drinking, that's for sure. I got a drunk text.
We need to move on.
All right. My cords all.
Yo, we're leaving Rishikesh. We're leaving Rishikesh.
So
we're
sad.
Very sad.
Going back to the real world. The Karma Sutra, the Karmic Sutra class.
And Smith says, what are you doing?
Sorry, the cord got tangled up. I'm just fixing it. I'm here. My cord got really tangled up with my mic, and it was pulling.
How abusive you become when I tangle cords. I'm glad I'm refusing to pile on.
I'm trying to just do it without you noticing, but thank you for calling it out.
Well, you created this Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circus next to me,
So I almost, I can keep going, but after a while, there's such a disturbance, I just have to stop.
You know, it's fine.
Y'all, Submit's stomach is still hurting from where she sat on him.
So is this a real thing?
Displacement, a naval displacement. So apparently, I am not a doctor.
God,
I don't know anybody, just to make
sure
people
this guy.
Aware. He's awful.
He's fucking awful.
So he's the thing about Submit, though, is he's low-key awful, so you don't actively hate him the way you do Bilal.
Horribly, but...
Yeah.
Yes. So low key and just passive aggressive.
Yeah. I assume that you can. She sat on him and she kind of moved his navel, and he had diarrhea all night. He said.
Well, apparently this wasn't during the class. This was that
when
night
they were practicing.
Schmidt, we're gonna.
They were practicing the reverse cowgirl.
Submit.
That's the one where
part
she
of
sits
me
like
thinks
she
just
goes,
jumped off of it and jumped onto his chest.
That's what she did. Just bounced on him.
Those of you on the intimate portrait, you'll need to go bleach your eyes. That was disgusting. So he's like, no more doubt. He's like, apparently it was leaking his navel. Diarrhea.
I think his butthole was leaking. I don't think his. He made it sound like he cracked a fissure in his abdomen, but no, I think his butthole was leaking. Which?
What were they doing?
You can relate to that.
Hey, it's happened.
Hey, you know what? I've been there with a football team.
Jenny's like, I think we're gonna file a complaint against that Carmel Sutra guy.
Yeah, the Carmel Sutra,
there was no caramel there.
So we're saying, y'all, Submit can't hang with a funky chicken.
No.
That's what
that
they
is true.
Cannot.
I used to, when we would go to clogging retreats at Fontana Dam, North Carolina.
Wait.
Yes.
Hold on.
I've talked about this before.
No, you've talked about clogging. You have not mentioned a clogging retreat.
Retreat. No, we would go up for a weekend. We would go up for a weekend. My mother was...
But a knitting conference is fine.
A knitting... there's going to be actual business. Like, someone gabbles in the day of business.
I think it's more of a knitting retreat, actually.
I think retreat is the right word.
So what happened
clogging,
at a clogging
retreat?
It's mostly
square dancing and clogging. Like, lots of people, lots of teams go and either compete, and it's
so
usually...
more of a clogging competition.
Yes. But they have a lot of square dancing. And
love
the most,
square dancing.
And the most fun thing, that's where I was introduced to the funky chicken that would happen. And I used to love it.
Do you do it at weddings now?
Absolutely not.
Why not? Find your joy. Reconnect with that little boy, girl, child.
Maybe. That. Now. Boy, girl, child. I don't know what I was. I was not a boy. I was not a girl.
Yes.
I was just this like body.
Yes,
just floating around,
this wishing well, human.
Oh God.
Yes.
I don't know what I was. I think I would, if I had to label my gender, I would say Emily Dickinson poem.
That's how I identify. That's correct. I think that's good. I think that's good.
What did I say at was the Tampa show that I said this? That I said, if your favorite poet is Emily Dickinson, you have two things, a four-poster bed, and you masturbated very hard.
You did say that at the first night in Tampa, I think. That's
a
why
Victorian
we lost
four-poster
a lot
bed.
Of people that were coming the next night.
Like you was like steam when you were masturbating.
I'm so sorry. Yo, I'm so sorry. And
sorry.
You know, it's even grosser when there's a live human in here having to hear us.
I know.
Okay.
So y'all, they are going home, and he's gonna have check. Of course, he's gonna check on his parents because he can't get off the teat.
And Jenny even says like, so. She said, but your parents, they don't. Oh, by the way, Submit does say in fact, he says, Jenny, I'm not calling you fat. I'm saying I'm a little too skinny.
Smart move, Submit. But I don't think we bought it. I don't think she bought it.
God, I hate this. Because they're going to go back home, and he says, I want to check on my parents. And she says, but do they check on you?
No.
And they don't.
I wish, though, that argument would work, but it is the way he's been brought up,
mm-hmm.
the way his thinking is, yo, I don't think you're ever going to change this for Sumit.
This is I mean, never, ever.
What I would be, I need to read more about it, but LGBTQ people in India, I wonder what it's like if you get disowned by your family. Do you still have, are you able to make a clean break?
Well, I would tell some people that are queer Indians to contact you, but I'm worried that you'll enter into a 90-day relationship. So it might be best if they...
It would be a complete, only a fact-finding mission. It wouldn't be sexual at all.
I'm like, hey, Christina, have you seen Jake? Where is he doing
Unless
the show?
Unless you look like Akshay from Married, from Indian Matchmaking.
Oh, God.
Ooh. I know he's a douche.
He's a douche. Okay, so
hot, though. God.
And Jenny says, you know, she's like, your family's being stubborn. And he said, but Sumit says, but I feel like I have to try. Otherwise, they will hate me. And it's just, he's not going to ever give it up.
I feel like, excuse me, I don't know why I'm coughing. I feel like this
reflux
is not something, probably.
From that cupcake.
From as much as we ate.
This chocolate cupcake that was delicious.
I don't know if we'll ever be able to understand this, and I don't think she will either. And I think it's a no-win situation. And I wish they would just break up now and get over it, because where they are now is an awful place to be, because it's this middle ground.
So, yeah, I think something that, like, and I think people do this, but we're basically Jenny, Sumit, what he does, kind of like what you said, other like low-key, he doesn't finish the end of his, almost like of his sentences. He almost like gives a little and then stops. And then Jenny fills it in with what she wants to believe. And it's
and then
never going to be that.
He gets plausible deniability. He's like, no, you didn't. No, that's not what I was saying.
No, so she needs to stop finishing his sentences and just fucking go back to Palm Springs.
Amen.
Okay, y'all.
So
go ahead.
The next there at Indian Bed Bath & Beyond.
By the way, y'all, I just want to kind of as remind everyone, Jenny worked at a fucking Marriott golf course in Palm Springs cleaning the hotel room.
That is what she did.
She really had a professional job cleaning.
Now, it's not enough for Sumit's mother, obviously.
No. Nothing is enough for Sumit. Samantha from Bewitched could come and wiggle her nose and clean the apartment, and it wouldn't be enough. And the real Samantha, not Nicole Kidman.
And she would, and then Endora
if you
would.
You thought I meant Nicole Kidman, then you're an asshole.
Okay. And then Endora would show up and submit to my mom and go, who's this bitch?
And
they turned her into a pig.
And
I'd enjoy it. God, Endora was a drag queen.
Oh, I love Bewitched.
And Dr.
So
Bombay.
Good.
Boy, yes. Y'all, Bewitched should have taught you, if your little son loved Bewitched, he was gay.
Oh, actually, if your little daughter loved Bewitched,
she's
a lesbian.
That show was so queer
it was.
In its messaging. I loved it.
It was great. I loved it. I used to watch it. Oh, my God. I'm wearing my Nick at Night shirt. I wore it on Nick at Night.
You watched it on Nick at Night.
I used to think it'd be so nice as a kid. I went, I bet it would be so great to work at Nick at Night. I don't know
you
why.
Know that's Nickelodeon.
I know, but I wanted to work at Nickelodeon at night. I wanted to work at Nick at Night so I could work on all the old television. I didn't realize it was just some fat guy jerking off just playing reruns.
No, he's just pressing a button.
He's just pressing a button. I thought there was production happening.
With like hot dog fingers.
Yeah, yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah. Button. More Mary Tyler Moore.
Uh-huh. Just watching like pigs have sex because that's kind of the
yes.
porn he's into.
That's that's the pig porn chandelier scream. Okay, we just created a really sad picture of Nick at Night. And it's just like eating out of a bucket of chicken, just jerking off the whole time.
Yeah, so if you love Nick at Night, that's what you're
over
seeing.
Here is like the Facts of Life episode.
It's some
where
guy named Stan.
Natalie loses her virginity,
yes.
and he's just jerking off to pig porn.
Yeah, yeah, Wilbur. Get it, Wilbur.
I hope someone is listening to this as they went through a Burger King drive-thru.
I hope so, too. I hope so,
That's revolting. Oh. So, y'all, they're buying some home essentials. They're trying to get a kind of cabinet so they can put all their shit that they keep out on the counters.
So, because his mother shamed her for keeping stuff out. But Jenny said, well, I don't want to put stuff on the window ledge. I want to put my flowers in my decorations, Submit. Put my flowers on the window, so I don't want spices on the counter. Spices!
So then we start to get into...
What's Jenny's favorite spice? Is it chicken seasoning?
Chicken, well...
Poultry seasoning?
That would be...
Or is that cannibalism?
I think that's cannibalism.
So what would be Jenny's favorite spice?
Hmm.
That's a good question.
I think she would say she doesn't like anything spicy. Uh-huh. Think anything is hot. Uh-huh. Oh, it's easy. Salt. Salt.
Not seasoned salt. Too exotic.
Yeah.
Salt. Just salt.
Salt.
All right.
Salt.
Not kosher, like...
Or Lowry's. She enjoys a good Lowry's seasoning.
I'm not mad at it.
Y'all, they are shopping around, and then we get on the topic of what a woman should do.
Because she wants a vacuum. And right. Submit says, honey, you don't need a vacuum. First of all, it's too expensive. Second of all, a broom is only $1, and that way you get exercise going around
you
the house.
You can work out and work off your big fat ass.
Sweeping.
I mean, sorry.
Sorry, your big chicken thighs will get smaller if you sweep and mop with disinfectant.
And it's more physically active.
What a piece of fucking garbage.
Yeah, it's
he
something.
Is
wow.
I actually would, you know... I'm becoming so disgusted by him. It makes me wonder who is worse, Bilal or Submit? Because with Submit.
Bilal.
But
actually, they live in different universes.
But at least Bilal. I mean, even like compared to like Angela, like this was saying something, but this was a really shitty episode of showing Angela's ass and mm-hmm. what a horrible human she can be. But at least Angela, you know that's what you're going to get from Angela.
Yeah.
But with Submit, you're like you really hit when you said this low keyness.
Well, to me, it's all in the framing. It's all in the storytelling.
I feel sorry for Jenny.
We are the documentary is still selling us that they are Romeo and Juliet. They are two people who cannot be together only because of their families and. Both of them are good people. So it's the framing. It's the camera storytelling that is the problem with it. Because the camera is obviously telling us Bilal is a nightmare. And the camera this season, which is different, the camera is now telling us that Angela's a terrible person.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think, is the difference. It is the framing of how Submit is framed.
Yeah.
It goes deeper than that. It goes in the not just the editing, but the presentation of them as a couple mm-hmm. is very different than the other people, because the camera still tells us Submit is still a good person and we should root for him. So that's the difference. I know. That's the disconnect that's happening.
All right, let's keep going. I want another cup.
So he doesn't want to get a vacuum. And he's like, how does your mom do it? What does your mom do? And then Yosemite says, she has a maid. And then Jenny goes, well, I want a maid, too. I want a maid.
Make sure that. I mean, good for Jenny that Jenny doesn't.
She pushes back.
She doesn't balk at any of this. She
balk.
She, I love that she kind of stands her ground. And because Submit does this whole, in India, a woman, she'll make chai for her husband. She cooks, she cleans, even if she's working. And that's why we call them super women.
What a great title. I'm sure that makes up for everything.
Y'all,
being called
if somebody
a superwoman,
calls you a superwoman
fuck
or
off.
Tells you you should be a superwoman, you can tell them to stick their head in gravy and suck and die.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I don't know why I said gravy, but I did. Well,
gravy is delicious.
I was thinking of chicken from Stan jacking off to chicken, and I love a little bit of chicken with a little bit of gravy.
It's delicious.
I've been thinking of it.
What I
wouldn't mind a biscuit.
What
with
I loved was him saying, "Him." She's her saying in that same vein, and she's like, "Well, a traditional woman does this," and she's like, "We've already established." She's like, He's like, what does a man do? She's like, I go out and make the money. He's like, well, already we're not a traditional family.
Because, y'all, he's not working. Now, he's not making money.
Granted, I'm not. I don't want to defend him right now because he actually
you in the head.
No, I'm saying he did tell her he wants to go to work.
Where's that? Yeah, but he also tells her that he wants to devote himself to her and to no one else. That we're still waiting on that.
Oh, you mean the parents?
I mean, he tells.
No, but I'm saying, I think he does.
I mean, in the past,
there is a part of him. There's a part of him that does, but she doesn't want to be by herself.
I don't
so I get
think
it.
He does want to work. I don't. I know
that's all.
I get it. I think that's probably in the editing.
I can see
I
that.
Think he wants to work if he finds the perfect job.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's a David situation
because he is in a lazy, entitled, self-righteous asshole.
True. But I think it is. She flipped it on him and said, but
oh,
I make all the money.
Oh,
and so they're living off her Social Security.
Yes, Chicken Jenny, you stand in your chicken and power. Chicken power. Chicken power. Chicken power.
Shall we move on to Angela?
Let's do it.
I want to say this is so interesting because when Angela, it seems like her anger has left her, is there any sadder person like to watch? Not that she's just a sad person, but watching her on the screen when her anger, because her anger seems to be all she has. And when it goes from her, when it abates, there's kind of nothing there. She almost loses the will to exist. It's really interesting.
I don't know if, for me, sad is the word, because sad means that I...
you find empathy for it?
I think pathetic is a better word for me to describe.
Yeah, I can see
or,
that.
But I think probably you mean the word sad in like just what a disappointing way to live your life in the world as a person, right?
I'm saying it as... It is sad that there's two things for her. There is anger or devastation.
Yeah. I think it's sad for anyone or just pathetic to me when anyone feels like their superpower, and this sadly happens a lot in this day and age, that their superpower is their anger.
Outrage.
Outrage. Because there's anger's not a bad thing, y'all. Anger can really propel us to make changes and create boundaries. But it's not anger. It is outrage.
Yeah.
And it narcissistic outrage, if we were going to put it like a
and
term
so
on it.
And so she basically says, I've changed the flights. First time I get, I'm going to...
Leaving this afternoon.
I'm going to get to go to the lawyers. And then she says, but I think Michael's a scammer. And even there... I wonder if there is a fraction of an audience out there that goes, oh, good, she made up her mind, so I guess Michael must be a scammer now. Because all these words to me, maybe I've just been watching her long enough, feel so empty.
I bet you there probably are some people who think – now, granted, I think some of those people probably have their own kind of –
their own version of who they think Michael is.
Yes, of what Michael
yes.
is. But, yeah, I think there is that.
Yeah,
and only reason I say that because usually narcissistic outrage is buoyed by people that believe that, and it's like becomes a, as we've seen that can lead to like this mob mentality.
Mm-hmm. So, but I think the majority of the people who've been following her, but just find this so
most
empty.
People that it's a fair weather 90 Day fan that watches Angela and says, "Good for her, she was getting scammed."
Yeah, I think, but I this is. We're here, and like everyone's like, you really think Michael was a scammer? And part of me thinks that she doesn't even believe that.
But I bet you a lot of people where I'm from would say yes.
Ugh.
In Oklahoma. Because, you know, it's why people, they don't like Ed, they don't like Angela. But, y'all, they're very popular 90 Day stars.
So they are on, she even says, she's like, should I have done that differently? In a moment, in a strange moment of self reflection.
And then she goes, nah, just being me. I gotta be me.
She said, I apologize for what I did to his car. Well, she actually didn't apologize.
She did not apologize.
You
know what? And I knew this already, but it was so apparent, and you say this a lot. Angela's the hero of her story. Mm-hmm. She's a martyr. Pardon me. She's a martyr and a hero of her story.
Yep.
So she goes to work out with Renee, quote, work out. And
she
so
sits her cigarettes on the
They look like they're working out when Jake and I go to like a hotel lounge because there's like two guys hot working
and
out.
We're and staring Jake and at I, them.
I'm just sitting there on that elliptical going like this.
And just staring at men, yeah.
Yeah, we're not working out.
And basically, I don't even want to... Then they're talking, and
she's like, I think he's been talking to people on social media. That's her thing. And so, yeah. And Renee even says, last night was not a proud moment. But then, I hate this. She's like, last night wasn't a proud moment, but I know where Angela was. And I'm so... Is Renee a good friend?
I don't think she's a friend at all. I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, I think she wanted a free trip to Nigeria.
And she got it. Yeah. Just and she knows she needs to just tell Angela she's right.
I don't. Angela is.
She said, and Michael's behavior wasn't helping. And I went, his behavior was totally rational.
It was completely warranted. But no, I'm still struck by, I'm trying to be empirical about what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing is someone who is trying to tell her side of the story to the cameras, but it just gets weirder and weirder because what she's starting to say is so far from what we know the reality
well,
is.
Well, there's no truth. Yeah, there's right. No, she has no legs to stand on.
And I think it's very interesting 90 Day wise that I sit there and watch and I'm like, you're just living in such delusion right now.
Oh, yeah. The fact that she looks at when she says, you know, when she looks at her, she's like, before Michael's always thought about my feelings. But now he hasn't even said he's sorry. He has no sorries anymore. And he's so cocky. And I went, no, he's not cocky. He's tired of being your whipping boy.
It's interesting.
And he's done with it.
When she says cocky, that means anytime he stands up to her.
But what it shows to y'all, this happens in life. Of someone, when you put a boundary up to someone who is a narcissist, they're going to gaslight you and tell you that you're being a delusional, selfish, horrible person.
Right. So, y'all,
and that's what's happening.
She's getting dressed to go see Michael because she still wants
to. Well, Renee convinces her. Renee says, you came all the way.
I still think, and she's going there, I really believe she thinks, part of her thinks he's going to apologize.
Yeah.
I think that's what's so... Yeah. Weird about all this.
Yeah.
And she's dressing up and she goes, I just think my marriage is over. No, you're going because you think he's going to apologize and beg you to take him back.
Yes, you think you're going to get back together.
That's what you think. And so we're watching this and I think it's just, it's a time thing because if this had happened 3 or 4 years ago in their relationship, he would have taken her back, I think.
Yeah.
She would have taken him back. But I think we're here now. She's had that surgery. She's more of an influencer. And I think things are different now.
Yeah.
And it's like time has changed. She hasn't. Even though her outside appearance has changed, she's the same Angela. She's the same broken, hurt, angry person always has been.
I think she's doubled down.
Yeah.
On that. No, but I say that because I think she thought, I'm going to lose weight and then I'm attractive. She thought that was going to fix all her problems. And I actually think what Angela is angry about most is she'll probably doesn't know this is done, but she's angry that she fooled herself.
Mm-hmm.
She's angry that she was wrong. She's in a shame cycle about that.
Yeah.
She's angry that I feel stupid because I acted stupidly.
And that's the most compelling thing.
So it's this self-destructive behavior, actually. This is all a form to me of, now granted, it's abusive towards Michael, but it's also her own self-sabotage. Because when she goes to talk to him, she didn't let him get it as usual, but even more so, double down, he didn't get a word edgewise.
Well, when it starts to be getting where they might be able to talk, she starts losing it.
Give me your phone. Give me your phone, Michael.
And but before that, she goes, can I get a waitress? In a full Karen moment.
Y'all, I have to say.
Three shots of vodka to Heineken.
The way you, I, I told you, Christina. I told you he spilled his drink. That's why I wouldn't set it down by the recorder.
I told you my pad dropped.
Oh, look, he spilled vodka. Now my room's going to smell like a distillery in here. This is why I'm so grateful I put that drink on my suitcase. Boy, you just...
My pad got wet.
You just spilled that everywhere.
It's fine. Just a little bit on your suitcase.
I told you. Boy, that felt good. Boy, that felt good. Validation! Where were we? I'm living in power right now.
It smells like tar in here still. Why does your room smell like tar?
I don't know.
Anyway, all I just want to say is that after this, she's asking for his phone. She's demanding his phone. And it's weird because why would she keep saying my marriage is over? Why would she keep asking for his phone? And
because it's
a pride thing.
It's because if she catches him in something, then she won't look stupid.
Yep.
She'll say he tried to make me look stupid, but actually what that will give her is I was right all along.
Yeah.
I'm the smartest person in this relationship.
And you know what, though? He won't do it.
He won't do it.
And
he even takes her purse.
Good job, he's Michael.
Like, and she's like, give me my purse. He literally takes a page out of her book.
Yeah. Good job, Michael.
Because Michael's not the smartest person in the world.
No.
So it's... But she doesn't want to talk to him. She just wants to give him an ass-eating. That's all she wants to do. Yeah. That's what this is all about.
And he even said she flew thousands of miles, for out of anger and to prove a point.
Yep.
And that's
had
it.
Had nothing to do with that love and finding out about love. She flew all this way to save face.
Yep. I don't have anything else. She walks off at the end. I think we're going
to
see more.
That is something Mother Poodle would do. I think she would fly to Nigeria to find that right answer machine, and she would take it back to that person at Office Depot and say, look what I found in Nigeria.
I had to go all the way to Nigeria, but I found the best phone. Didn't have it here, and I'm never taking my business to Staples ever again, and none of my friends will.
She would if she had the money. She'd do it.
She'd go all the way to Nigeria to find the perfect phone combo. And I had to go to Nigeria to get it, but it was worth it. See? The outgoing message plays.
Oh, y'all.
Well, that's the show.
That's the show. That's part one. Next episode, we're going to be talking about Libin Andre and Bal and Shida.
Bal
and Shida.
Jovi and
Yara.
Jovi and Yara.
Uh-oh, Mama Gwen's coming back. Hey, everybody, go to our website. We talked about with Love is Blind. We talked about, we said it might not happen, and, well, we were right. We're probably not going to have Apple subscriptions up on Reality Gaze Plus yet by the time Love is Blind comes out. But
we're trying.
Actually, it's not on us. We're kind of waiting on Apple to finish up stuff. So
get it together, Tim Cook.
I keep wanting you to sleep with him, but you won't do it.
Oh, I would do it if I could. Someone give me his address.
Y'all, how can Poodle get to Tim Cook? Because I think he'd rock his world. And then we'd be doing this podcast in the middle of Mountain View or San Jose or wherever. Cupertino.
I could be a Silicon wife.
Please.
Real Housewives of Silicon Valley.
Please. Why don't they have that show? They should.
I would be such a bitch. Oh. If I was and Tim that's Cook's different. Man.
Oh, yes,
I
yes.
I would have it.
All right, everybody.
No, if I was really wealthy, I would be intolerable. I'm going to tell you that now.
I know. All right, everybody. That's the show. You can't go to our website. It's not porn anymore. Go to realitygaze.com. I don't have to say go to our Linktree link because we're not doing live show. You can't buy a ticket to a live show right now.
You can just go to it regardless.
You can just go to it. We are interested maybe next year, the beginning of the winter. We're going to be doing something in Vegas. That's what we're hoping to. We're going to start to plan that, and we will let you know. It's going to be a different kind of experience, hopefully. Anything else? Come see me October 22nd at Southern Oklahoma Pride in Ardmore, Oklahoma, and come see Poodle on October 22nd getting banged in his living room. You know what? Pride for everybody.
The viewing gallery is open.
Yeah, there you go. Happy Pride.
$10 admission.
All right, everybody. We'll see you for part two. But until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poods?
Yes. And if you've ever bought a potential cow for your potential mother-in-law, call us. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.